Hi, my name is Linda Talaferro, and I help professionals build confidence, understand the value of relationships, strengthen their interpersonal skills, establish executive presence so they can be properly, strongly, robustly positioned for their seat at the table. Whatever your table looks like, I want to help you get that seat. I want to help you get there. So join me each week as I share valuable insights that help you get your seat at the table. And if you want to participate with me in these conversations, I suggest that you head over to my Facebook page at The Tea with Linda. So I look forward to seeing you there. Greetings, everyone. Transformational Tuesday, Linda Talaferro from The Tea, The Extra Effort. For those of you in the States, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know it was a different Thanksgiving for sure. I know it was in the Talaferro household, but still a lot to be grateful for in this extremely challenging time. So for those of you who are in the States and you celebrated the holiday, I hope you had a wonderful one. It was nice to get a break. It was nice to rejuvenate, recharge, because we were actually shut down for a week. So it was very nice. And I'm excited to be back for this Transformational Tuesday. You know, this time of year, I would imagine for most of us, the schedule is pretty much the same. We're doing performance reviews. We're thinking about looking back over the year. And if you're not quite on that kind of fiscal calendar, then maybe you're on the regular calendar year. So your performance review may be coming up. And, you know, it's that kind of time when we take a reflective look. We tend to wonder, you know, why we didn't get the results we expected to get. This was another year in your career, and you're probably saying, okay, I've been doing this now 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, and I don't seem to be getting the results that I believe I deserve. Put in the work, I've met the targets, and I'm not getting what I know I should be getting. And, you know, when I look around at my colleagues, I'm sure you're looking, you know, at other team members, you're looking in other departments, and you're saying, you know, I don't see the level of commitment. I don't see the hard work in those individuals, but yet they seem to be getting the results. So I don't understand. And I would offer you to think about this. You know, true, you probably have been in your role 5 years, 10 years, 15 years even. And it's probably true, no doubt. You probably have worked extremely hard. And as you're taking a reflective look on yet another year that from a calendar perspective is about to be over in, what, 45 days or so, maybe in a fiscal perspective in your performance review, and you're at a loss. You're at a total loss. I would offer you to consider this. It's probably how you've defined the effort that you've put in. It's how you've defined the effort that you've put in. I'd ask you to take a different look at that, because it really has nothing to do with the fact that you've been in your role 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. It really has nothing to do with the fact that you most likely met all the targets. It has nothing to do with the fact that you accepted the job and got the badge. And so therefore, because you did, and you brought the credentials with you, the degrees, the certifications, that you should get the result you're expecting. I would offer you to think about that effort, because we tend to measure it in just that, just the categories I gave. That's how we tend to measure it. And because we measure it that way, we leave the critical pieces up for somebody else to craft and script. So somebody else writes the narrative about your ability to be collaborative. Somebody else writes the narrative about your ability to be a team member, to be part of a team. Somebody else writes the narrative about your ability to handle challenging situations, chaotic situations. You've left it up for somebody else to write that narrative because you've been so focused on getting the things done, the doing piece. And then when you check that doing box, you sit back and you say, okay, I did the effort. I should get the results. When you haven't focused on the parts that truly matter, not the parts that were expected, because that's it. There's an expectation when you were given the role, the job, that you would do just what you're tracking. And that is getting all the things done. That's expected. But because that's all you focused on, you've allowed somebody else to write your narrative. You've allowed other people to determine what your results should be. So they've crafted everything from the effort you put in. Now, look, let me be very clear. I'm not minimizing your work. It's not what I'm saying. I'm not minimizing your work product. I'm not minimizing your educational efforts that you've achieved, the certificates that you've gotten. I'm not minimizing any of that. And in addition, I'm not discounting or minimizing the biases that you can't control. I'm not talking about any of that either. I know they're real. I know your degrees are real. I know your work product is real. Not minimizing it. What I'm offering to you is to rethink how you measure, how you define effort. Because you can't be upset about the results you got for the effort that you did not put in. You didn't put in being in control of your narrative. You didn't put in showing that you can collaborate, showing that you could be a team member. You didn't do all the being pieces that's so necessary. You allowed somebody else to determine that based on their limited exposure to you, based on their limited knowledge of you. And because you've allowed them to do that, you now sit in the results for the type of effort you did. And most, 9 times out of 10, when we are good at the doing, we keep doing. And they will keep giving us more to do of the same. I know for a fact, I can remember early in my career, I had a boss tell me, I was at Bosch, loved working at Bosch, would still be there today. Still be there today, had BMW not built a plant in the city not far from where I was at. But I had a boss tell me back then, you're so good at what you do, you could retire doing this. Because I was focused on it. And yes, I was good at it. But that was all I was good at. That was all I was good at. No fault of his. I kept showing up. I kept hitting the home runs. I kept doing the work, doing the doing the doing. So he didn't give me more doing. So that's what I'm offering you to you to think about as you're thinking about, as you're looking forward, as you reflect and then look forward, redefine the word effort. Redefine it. You have to do all the other stuff. Yes, it's additional work. Absolutely. Emotional intelligence, I know you've heard about it. Executive presence, I know you've heard about it. All pieces you may not understand, I would help you with that. You reach out to me, more than help you with that. I know, but I know you've heard those things and you're thinking, look, it should be enough that I hit the home runs. It should be enough that I'm good. No, okay, then understand that that effort you put in will equal the result you get. That's all I'm offering to you. And if you think about redefining the word effort and doing the extra, which is working on your emotional intelligence, showing up, in spaces, being totally in the room, not letting somebody else craft the narrative when you're not in the room. It is that additional extra effort that leads to the results that you envision for yourself. But if you're not willing to put it in, you can't be mad at the results you get. You simply can't be mad at them. So that's what I wanted to share with you today in a Transformational Tuesday. I thought it was timely to talk about this because this is the time of year when we do take a look back and we do wonder, hey, what happened? Why didn't I? Why didn't this take place? We have that conversation with ourselves at this time of the year. So I'd offer to you, if you want a certain result, you got to understand the complete effort it takes to get there. And that seat that you have your eye on, it's going to take more than just the fact that you took the job and they should be happy because you did. I'm just being real with you. Or it's going to take more than you just saying, hey, you know what? I'm good at that. Every time you give me that to do, I'm the best at it. Yeah. And they're going to keep giving that to you to do. So rethink it. You got to consider your efforts and redefine the effort, the word, what it means to you in your career journey, and understand that it's completely directly related to the results that you're going to get. So you got to take it up another level. You got to focus on the being as well as the doing. But you got to take that being up another level. And most importantly, you are in control of the narrative that has your name on it. So don't let anybody else script it for you. I put a link to my website. Love for you to go check it out. You can even connect with me directly there. There's a page that you can fill out and we can get some direct connection. Send me an email, some of your questions. I'd love to answer them for you. So go check out my website. Don't be mad at the results you didn't get for the effort you didn't put in. Take care.